Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
We'll get to the Kyle Tucker trade in just a second. That happened Friday afternoon, so Seth and I have not had a chance to weigh in on that yet, and I know it's something that people were talking about all weekend long. Question on the text page, can we get an injury update? Is that guy's neck broken? The guy there, the texter is talking about is Grant Dubose, the wide receiver, who got shellacked by Kalen Bullock on a play that was, what a dirty play. It was a bang-bang play, and it was he got penalized for it.
I'm guessing Kalen will probably get fined for that. It was more of like the classic, okay, guys going to the ground. Bullock didn't lower his head, but he didn't move it out of the way, and that's the way these things are these days. I hadn't noticed a whole lot of widespread outrage. Oh, this is the worst person on earth at all compared to what we saw with Aziz Alshire.
Okay. Get up starts at 7 o'clock.
That's true. Yeah.
First take comes on at 9 or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if there's something about Kalen obviously doesn't have the same track record. He hasn't had time to build one up as Aziz Alshire.
Yeah.
But for whatever it's worth, and then I think the other part of it too was, part of it is, all right, Tua, like, what are you doing?
I think Tua's getting as much heat as Kalen Bullock is.
What are you doing to this kid? Yeah. And I don't want to turn this into a sensationalistic thing or anything. It was scary inside the stadium.
Very scary.
It was really, there were a lot of hushed tones all over the place.
There were men in suits on the field. I mean, that's, you know what I mean?
And they'd cut his shirt off.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? A lot of people asked me after, when people like kind of clapped as he was being carted off the field, and it does feel weird because it's clearly like, oh, it's not like he's popped up and he's waving to the crowd or anything.
He was strapped down.
I always feel like, because I've been in that situation a few times in the crowd, I feel like that's the appropriate thing. I mean, it's the only way to really show support for like emotional support or like, hey, let's step outside the lines here for a minute and forget about the football
game.
It's
totally what it
is. Yeah, yeah. So I thought it was scary.
Yep. So people asking for an update. The update was, yeah, no, that's okay. The update was he's in stable condition.
Yeah.
So it was a good update.
He wasn't moving or anything, you know, and it's one of those, like, gosh, he'll get, you know, you hope he doesn't have a horrible concussion, but really, you hope it's not a neck injury.
They had equipment out there, man. Like, yeah. It was a dicey situation, but it sounds like he's going to be okay. He stayed here in Houston last night at a hospital, obviously, and he's in stable condition. One more text, and then we'll get to King Tuck. Because the NFL hates our franchise, are we doomed to yet another noon Saturday wildcard game? Okay, first of all, it's not noon, it's 3:30.
Yeah.
They play in the 3:30 window on Saturdays. I double-checked to make sure last year's game, indeed, was at 3:30 Central
Unless
time against the Browns.
From, you know, San Francisco or something.
Right,
yes.
Right, 3:30 Central time. Yeah, right, unless you're on the Odyssey app, and we appreciate that.
I'm trying to think, who's 3 hours behind us in the U.S.? Is Alaska at one point?
Are I don't they, know. Like, Hawaii is like five.
There's probably a part of Alaska that's...
maybe.
Apologies to our listeners in Western Alaska.
Anchorage, in South Anchorage, yes.
That's probably the Western, even further. Anchorage would be Pacific. Let's go.
Okay.
Kyle Tucker.
Let's go. Kyle Tucker, let's get to it here. Kyle Tucker traded Friday afternoon to the Chicago Cubs.
And Central time zone.
Central time. Yes, so this is going to be easy for everybody listening on the Odyssey app in Chicago. The basics of the trade, and if you're an Astros fan, I'm sure you've seen it by now, but just in case, Kyle Tucker goes to the Cubs for Isaac Paredes, Wisniewski, I believe it's Hayden Wisniewski from Cy Fair. He's from Cy Fair, who's going to be in the rotation, it sounds like. He got kind of juggled back and forth from the bullpen to the rotation for the Cubs last year. It sounds like he's been told he's going to get a shot at the rotation.
I saw a lot of people from Chicago say, oh, wow, when he gets into that pitching system, wow, this could be really good for him.
A lot of the advanced stats favor him becoming pretty good here with the Astros. And then Cam Smith is the big, shiny prospect prize.
And that was
the
guy that the
first round pick, third baseman.
People from Chicago were saying that they really don't want to part with Cam Smith. So when I saw Cam Smith as part of the trade, that was kind of the stamp of like, okay, this, it works for me. This value, at least they got somebody that the other side was at least acting like they really didn't want to part with.
Yep. Let's hear from Dana Brown. Dana Brown explained the trade in a Zoom call to the media on Friday afternoon. And then dig into what our thoughts are on this. Here was Dana Brown explaining the Kyle Tucker trade.
Sometimes there's an opportunity where you trade a really good player to get back multiple pieces, and it doesn't affect that current calendar year, and then you have a chance to be even better in the future. And so, you know, I feel like this is one of those moves. The window is definitely still open. I mean, we have a really good rotation. Our infield is going to be good. We have a good catcher. Our bullpen is still going to be good. Look, make no mistake, we're still going to compete. And this is probably one of those moves that I think in the future people will see and understand, like, yeah, wow, I understand it now. I get it.
Okay. Conspicuous by their absence in his summary of the team is the outfield.
I know. Yeah. He just don't even bring it up. Don't
Catcher's
talk about
good.
It.
We got a great equipment manager. Have you seen the post game spread that we have in the food room?
Unrelated. We're moving the outfield walls. All of them in 30 feet. There we go.
Yeah.
Jordan Alvarez.
It's gonna have 80 home runs.
They're gonna move the right field wall into like 200 feet. There we go.
That'd be beautiful. This is, for me, Seth, I don't know, like my feeling in seeing the trade on Friday. We knew it was coming. This is like the first tangible, like, the dynasty is over type feeling that I'm getting. I'm not saying like they're not competitive anymore, but this is like, these are moves that teams that are at the tippy top do not make.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros were never making moves to trade core guys for multiple.
They strung it out. They pushed the
Springer. You can walk.
They turned down a lot. They turned down a lot of potential compensation
because they're winning 105 games a year, and they're an elite team. They're not an elite team.
And they knew they were depleting the farm system. In a lot of ways, the Astros were kind of operating like an NFL team that knows they've got a good core, like the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're spending a lot of money, and they know they're going to have to pay for it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But man, we want to keep this core together. We're just gonna we'll pay this money. In the form of prospects that we don't gain.
Yeah.
Like, there's an opportunity cost. So, it was a big changing of the tides. And I don't know It'd be interesting to know exactly how much of it was Dana convincing Crane to go along with it versus something they recognized on their own. But this is another step towards feeling like, okay, this is Dana Brown's team. To me, it felt more like, all right, man, they're letting Dana Brown run the show.
That's a good observation. And yet...
speculation.
Yet, still second on the odds board to win the American League after the trade.
Yeah.
They're not plus 450 anymore. They're plus 600, but they are still the number two team in the American League. They're kind of being held up right now by the fact that the American League ain't all that strong.
Right. And I think, too, my feeling is, and I think a lot of people felt this way, is that, all right, if you do this Tucker trade, logically it makes more sense that these discussions they're having about Bregman with teams like the Yankees are probably not just for the hell of it. I'm way more pessimistic about the possibility of keeping Bregman.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially when you hear the rumors of them being in on Arenado.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the Astros are in on Arenado, and they're openly talking with other teams about Bregman.
Yeah.
Which if you did the Tucker thing, Tucker was the guy where you think, okay, this is a guy that I trust is going to be healthy into his mid-30s. Bregman, I don't feel that much about that way about. And like, I don't think they're going to stretch any more for Bregman than they in their minds knew they wouldn't stretch for Tucker.
I think they're...
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dug in. I definitely think they're dug in terms of years. I feel like it's more years than money that Jim Crane is. Mm-hmm. Is if you had to ask him what's more important in giving a guy a long term deal, the number of years or the amount of money? I think it's the number of years. But neither is going to be great for Bregman. Like he's going to be super expensive. I'm planning for life after Bregman here. Someone's saying, Sean, can we please bring in a first baseman? I think that's the wait and see with Isak Paredes. You know, if there's a move to be made at third base, then he can play first base for you.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a move to be made for a first baseman, he can play third base. That's what makes so much sense about this trade. I'm fine with the Tucker trade.
Like the way all of this in trading, it's exactly the way you would look if you knew anything about, if you didn't know anything about the Astros at all. Okay. You're trading away an all-star outfielder. You're fixing some of the issues on the infield if Bregman leaves. But wow, there's a big glaring bunch of holes in the outfield right now.
Yeah, there are. Now that's an issue. I'm going to need a lot of expensive beer at the games.
Yeah, and I guess
the starting outfield is Mauricio Dubon, Jake Myers, and Chaz McCormick.
Yeah, I guess my little hypothetical should be actually that they're going to push the outfield walls back. Because
the hypothetical would be that they get to move them in when they're up at the plate, and they get to push them back when they're on defense.
The world's first movable outfield walls.
It's the golden outfield wall. Yeah, they're the only ones that get it. The golden outfield wall that gets retracted when you're on defense and gets moved in when you're on offense. That would be beautiful. Where is Kyle Tucker? We've watched a lot of Astros walk out the door. Where's King Tuck for you in the pantheon of golden era Astros?
Oh boy, that's a I don't know. Ninth?
I took the
many.
Interesting you say that. You know, Nick Wright likes to do this thing, our former colleague, where he builds pyramids for this stuff, where somebody's at the tip. You know, in case of Nick, it's always Patrick Mahomes at the tippy top of quarterbacks. I think he calls it Mount Mahomes. I did the service of doing a pyramid for the Astros, Nick Wright style. Tippy top of the pyramid for the Golden Era is obviously Jose Altuve, right? He's number one. I think the next level of the two guys there, Seth, and I think you would agree with this, and I think Brandy would agree with this. Alex Bregman, George Springer.
Okay.
That's the level right below Altuve of the next two guys who are like the faces of that era.
I guess if we're only going through, the faces
like
of that era.
Like 2017 through now. Era. Yeah, the entire era.
Yeah, because I want to go
Springer World Series MVP.
I always feel like Dallas Keuchel gets the shaft. When it comes
you got the
to,
shaft on my pyramid. I'm just going to tell you
like,
right
there's
now.
Something that for I weighted extra heavily for the early guys.
Yeah.
Lance McCullers is way up there on my list.
Is he really? Okay. Yeah. So
dude, the 24 straight curveballs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that was before anybody took the Astros seriously.
You'll probably take umbrage then as I get lower on here, but I think Altuve is at the tippy top. The next level is Bregman and Springer. You'll be happy to know the next level for me, Seth, as an early golden era enthusiast that you are, Correa, Verlander, and Yuli Gurriel.
Okay.
That's the next level for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Tucker's on that fourth level. I put Yordan there, Tucker. I had Jeremy Peña in there just because, you know, ALCS MVP and World Series MVP. I had Presley in there because he's you know, guys that were, you know, that had been there for a long time. He wasn't here for the 2017 championship, Presley. But he's been the closer. But I think you're right. I would probably replace him with McCullers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, Lance had some big games that he pitched, even in the seasons after the 2017. Yeah. You know, there was a period of time there where
he came back before
he got hurt.
I mean, he just played through partially torn tendons and ligaments at times where other guys wouldn't have.
But is Tucker appropriately placed? I think he's behind Altuve and Bregman and Springer and Correa.
Yeah.
Behind Verlander and Yuli.
Yeah. Well,
I think he's right there with Yordan probably.
I'd put Yordan above him just because of playoff heroics
and
consistency.
Yeah, the big home runs.
The playoffs factor in big time there.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
you're right.
Yeah, that feels fine.
They're losing a big piece, man.
I'm not furious about any of those.
They're losing a little chunk of their soul. Regular season soul.
They lost their appendix like Cade Stover
did. Right. The trade to the Cubs was an emergency appendectomy. Although that would imply that Tucker is useless.
Right.
And he's certainly not useless.
And we decided yesterday in the pregame show that emergency appendectomy is redundant.
Yep.
Because I'm sure they happen, but the planned appendectomy, you don't seem to hear about nearly as much.
No. We need to go die on that hill. You know what I mean? Like, we need to get rid of the word emergency in front of appendectomy.
I also predicted yesterday in the pregame, because Cade Stover's a farm kid, that he'll have a faster comeback from his appendix.
He'll be at practice today.
Yeah. Then he'll have a faster comeback than, like, Joe Burrow did.
There you go. All right. Headlines. AFC South champs for the Houston Texans. Big headline in the NFL for the Texans' next opponent that we will get to, and a whole lot more. Headlines coming up next on a Reaction Monday.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com, and use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, The list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.